Hi, this is James Mercer from The Shins.
This is Shirley Manson.
This is Lo Tullist, co-founder of The Cure.
This is Huey Lewis giving you the story behind the song.
The Story Behind the Song is back with an exciting second season. We peel back the layers on music's most iconic hits with legendary artists like The Killers, Heart, The B-52s, Violent Femmes, Jewel, Huey Lewis, Modern English, and more. To keep the music flowing, we'll be sprinkling in classic episodes from our archives between each new one. So check out The Story Behind the Song wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to Good for a Weekend,
the podcast where two friends talk about Taylor Swift.
I'm Cressy Cornis.
And I'm MK Ashford.
And on the last Thursday of every month, we recap what's happened in the Taylor Swift extended universe, the TSEU, if you will.
Coming off the tails of 1989 Taylor's version, the Eras Tour starting back, and the Grammy nominations, Taylor Swift's relationship with Travis Kelce is progressing. We have a lot to discuss.
Yes. So, welcome to the November Swift Report. We are going to start today's Swift Report off on a more somber note. A fellow Swiftie, Ana Clara Benavides, died at 23 at Taylor's concert in Rio. Reports say that the stadium's thermal sensation got up to 60 degrees Celsius, which is 140 degrees Fahrenheit. This is likely because the stadium shut the air vents to the stadium so no one outside could look in. So there was no air circulation during this very dangerous heat wave happening right now in Rio de Janeiro. For reference, Rio's heat index, which is a combination of temperature and humidity, shattered records last week on Wednesday at 108.5 degrees Fahrenheit and a feels-like temperature of 137.3 degrees Fahrenheit. So imagine being in that weather, but in a crowded stadium of 61,000 people in the heat with no air or water.
Yeah, and not to mention the fact that the stadium in Rio, each section is general admission. So everyone's like clawing, fighting, pushing, shoving, getting close to each other to try to get the best view. When usually at most concerts, that's only on the floor. At Taylor's, it's almost never. So this is just, it was a recipe for a disaster for sure.
Yes. And these people had been waiting in line for hours, some days. It is worth noting that most stadiums in South America are general admission, and that's typically fine. But we do have to remember that Taylor's concert is 3.5 hours long with no break. So this was a very new situation for everyone. And the worst part of all of it is the stadium banned bringing water bottles into the venue, and they were reportedly selling small 8-ounce water bottles for $10. Now, I couldn't verify what currency that was, if that was in US dollars or what, but the point still stands that that's way too much money for that little water, because water should be free. Ana reportedly fainted at the very beginning of the concert during Cruel Summer. When these reports first came out, it was said that this happened during Sabrina Carpenter's opening act, and then it was later confirmed that this happened at the very beginning during Cruel Summer, which is Taylor's second song. Videos of Taylor during the concert showed that she was visibly struggling herself. She was bright red, she was completely soaked in sweat, and at some point she was completely unable to catch her breath, which was very scary. I don't know if you saw those videos, MK, did you?
Yeah, it looked like she was dry heaving, like trying to like her whole chest was moving, just trying to breathe.
Yeah, there was this tweet I saw from someone who said that they were in choir for 15 years and the pose that Taylor did was something that they were taught when they were about to faint. And that's where you put your hands behind your back and you lean forward and you look up. And that was exactly what she was doing as she's like dry heaving. It was really scary to see, actually, because we normally see Taylor so strong and on top of the world.
Yeah, I don't think anyone could be in those conditions.
No. At many points during the show, people were holding up their phones with messages toward Taylor saying, "We need water." And Taylor paused for her team to pass out waters many times. And at another point, the crowd started chanting "water" together. An entirely scary situation. So after the show, Taylor found out about Ana and she shared, quote, "I can't believe I'm writing these words, but it's with a shattered heart that I say we lost a fan earlier tonight before my show. I can't even tell you how devastated I am by this. There's very little information I have other than the fact that she was incredibly beautiful and far too young. I'm not going to be able to speak about this from stage because I feel overwhelmed by grief when I even try to talk about it. I want to say now, I feel this loss deeply and my broken heart goes out to her family and friends. This is the last thing I ever thought would happen when we decided to bring this tour to Brazil. So again, at this point, Taylor thought this happened during Sabrina. It has later been confirmed this was during Cruel Summer. So the next night, after many fans were already inside the venue, Taylor announced, "I'm writing this from my dressing room in the stadium. The decision has been made to postpone tonight's show due to the extreme temperatures in Rio. The safety and well-being of my fans, fellow performers, and crew has to and always will come first," end quote.
That's really hard. I don't ever want anyone to think we're like comparing what she's going through to what her family's going through. I personally don't feel equipped to talk about her or her family or anything like that.
Totally.
All we can talk about is Taylor. That is the only thing we're equipped to talk about. So from Taylor's perspective, I can't imagine what it feels like to put on a show. All these people are here for you. And it's not her fault, but I could see how it feels like, you know, like she's not responsible. But I could see where her feelings are coming from for being grief-stricken by something like this, even if she didn't personally know her.
Absolutely. And then the next night... And Monday, the show went on as planned. Everything was fine, but it's still overall really sad. And since that's all the information we have at the time of this recording, we're going to leave it at that. I'm assuming more is going to be announced in the coming days, but this is all we have right now. While this could have been a very dark and sad weekend in Rio, there was a group of Swifties that did an amazing thing.
Taylor's Junior Jules t-shirt from the You Belong With Me music video was projected onto Brazil's Christ the Redeemer statue before her arrival, which sounds terrifying until you learn that they do that for major sporting events all the time with players' jerseys and other advertisements and stuff. This was a fan-led project, and the priest who runs the site challenged the Swifties to raise money to donate food to the homeless population. The Brazil Swifties raised about $37,000 in US dollars, which is incredible. I thought this was interesting when I first saw it. I like didn't think it was real. I was like, is this sacrilegious? But then you told me that this happens all the time, and I'm really surprised by that.
I know. I was shocked too, but I guess if it's done in the name of charity, that's awesome. If every time they project it, the group has to raise money for it, I think that's awesome.
Yeah, that's like a good way to spin it for sure.
And if you guys don't know what this statue is, it's like that giant statue of Jesus with his arms out. Like you've definitely seen it. It's like humongous.
Jesus has worn a Junior Jules t-shirt.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And many football jerseys.
Oh, right.
I'm sure he really cares about all of these things.
I'm sure he does. God's smiling upon us.
But that was an awesome thing that they did. I know that is not easy. $37,000.
I know. That seems better than any of the like all the US mayors that were just like,
renaming
her
shit.
The mayor.
Yeah.
Or giving her the key to the city. Like, okay, put Christ in a t-shirt. Like,
yeah.
Can't do it.
That's so much food for the homeless population. So it's incredible. Shout out to them. So now let's move into why most of you guys are listening, I'm sure, our Tavis update. Of course, that is the couple name for Taylor and Travis. Let's start with Taylor's performance in Argentina, in which Travis Kelce attended with Scott Swift. During Karma, Taylor changed the lyrics to "Karma is the guy on the Chiefs coming straight home to me." We love a song retcon.
Oh my gosh. I beamed. Like, I literally am, like, kicking my feet, grinning. I can't. Like, it was just the cutest thing ever. And the way he reacted and the way Scott reacted.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. So cute.
Scott was filming Travis. Flash on in his face.
He, like, smacked him and was like, "That's you." It was so, like, dad.
Incredible.
Such a boomer move.
Yeah.
After the show, Taylor was filmed running into Travis's arms and kissing him. Also in Argentina, they went to dinner together and left the restaurant while people cheered and applauded.
Like the whole restaurant stood up and applauded as she led the way out.
We were so like well fed this weekend. I was so happy and like excited for them. I thought they were so precious. And I'm just like fully on board now, you know?
Also this month, Travis's old tweets resurfaced, resulting in a very funny few days on Twitter that we are going to turn into a little drinking game. Feel free to pause and play along with us, even if it's just a glass of water. We love to stay hydrated. While we wait on you to grab your beverage of choice, here's a word from our sponsors. I did it! Here's some ASMR of me pouring it.
Ooh, it's actually kind of nice. Sorry. Ooh, that's actually kind of nice.
Okay, I'm going to put this over to the side so I don't knock the bottle over. Y'all, I'm going to end up pouring the rest of this Prosecco out. I have nothing to do.
I could totally start an ASMR career with this.
Yeah.
Should I?
No, you're too busy.
No, I don't have the time. Also, that's embarrassing.
Well, welcome back, everyone. We hope you enjoyed that little ASMR moment. We are going to take turns reading Travis's old tweets and take a sip for every word he spells wrong.
I'm a little nervous.
Same.
I brought the bottle just in case I'd have to refill because I think I might have to. And I had a little heavy pour there.
Because each one has at least one word misspelled.
All right. Well, cheers.
Cheers.
To start it off. All right. You want me to go first?
Yeah. I want to hear this one in your voice.
Thanks. Okay. First tweet. I just gave a squirrel a piece of bread and it straight smashed all of it. I had no idea they ate bread like that. Ha! Hashtag crazy.
It's actually squirrel, MK.
It's a squirrel. Squirrel.
And he also misspelled piece. So that's two sips. One, two. Okay, I love this one. It's such a nice day out, .. as I stare from my math class, .. SMH, hashtag must be nice. He did stare as in like stairs that you climb, as in a staircase.
All right, let's sip for stare.
Ah.
And then I have to admit that I went to a Taylor Swift night a couple months ago for Speak Now. Towards the end of the night, they played Foolish One.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends were staring at me the whole time, singing it at me like it was advice, which was offensive. But I posted that on my private Snapchat story. And I also spelled stare, STAIR. It had been a long night. I'm not sure if you guys saw the stories on GFall.
These engineers, man, they can't spell.
Okay, next. The moon looks crazy tonight, .. I'm a chill out here for a little and just visualize my success and vibe to the scenery.
This one had no errors. So this is great.
Scenery? Scenery? Is that how you spell scenery?
Let's fact check.
I feel like scenery is all E's.
Oh, he spelt scenery with an A instead of an E. I didn't even catch that. And I just judged engineers for not... I deserve two sips for that. As an apology, MK gets one sip, I get two.
All right. Cheers.
If you guys also make fun of engineers for spelling, join me in having a second sip. Okay, this one's my favorite.
I hope you sing it.
Ooh, girl. Shock me like an electric eel. Haha, MGMT, electric eel, has been playing in my head all day. He spelled eel E-A-L. So take a sip, everybody. One of the easiest words.
That's not even a word.
This one's so bejeweled.
Oh, God. Whoa. Wow, this is rough. Okay. This is rough. The question isn't how do you stop us, because frankly, you can't stop what's supposed to happen. The question is, which one of us gonna shine?
So bejeweled.
What
so
does that
bejeweled
mean? Is he like talking about his football team, I guess?
Possibly. He spelled question wrong.
Yep. And frankly.
And frankly. And we are just going to ignore the ones where he's missing punctuation, like in can't or what's, because we would be blackout drunk.
Correct.
Only misspelled words. So that's two sips.
Okay.
That one was from 2009. I hope no one listening has misophonia, how they hate mouth sounds, because there's going to be a lot of mouth sounds in this.
I might cut it. I don't know. I'll have to feel it out.
Yeah. Okay. Next one's from 2011. About to go goat cart racing. Haha. Hope I fit in the cart. Yeah, he said goat as in the animal. Goat cart racing. Take a sip, everybody.
That's scary. He's just a boy.
He's just a boy.
Okay. Went from class to therapy. Now I need some hashtag Chipotle. And then I'm off to check out my new apartment. What a day.
He hashtagged the wrong word. He said
Chipotle. Chipotle.
Yeah.
Cheers, Travis.
Cheers to Taylor for dating a man in therapy who's been in therapy for at least almost 2 decades.
Do you think he meant real therapy or like PT?
Probably PT, but a girl can dream, right?
Okay, sure.
If you think about it, therapy was so stigmatized in 2011, you think he would have clarified physical therapy.
Oh, true. Well, or you'd think that he assumes that everyone knows he's not going to therapy because he's not a little bitch.
Yeah, and just like we assumed he meant Chipotle.
That's a joke for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This one is me to my core.
Okay.
It may seem like I complain a lot, but I really can't stress how much I hate it here. ... That's exactly how I was tweeted in 2011, too. That's straight out of my Twitter.
I really can't stress. Mood, Travis.
He can't stress it enough. I don't think anything spelled wrong in this. Congratulations.
No. All right, next. I hate the transition from fall to winter. SMH, I always end up getting sick towards the end of the season. Me too.
So true. Nothing spelled incorrectly again.
He even spelled transition right. Good for him.
Good for him.
Aww.
Okay, I really like this one. This girl came in here with some micros and Reeboks on. Okay, girl. Okay. Girl is with a U, notably. That was definitely a stylistic choice for that I respect. He spelled Reebok incorrectly, so I don't
know. What's a micro?
Maybe a micro skirt?
Mm.
Right? I don't know. You guys tell me. But Reebok is definitely spelled incorrectly. So one sip. Oh, this next one's excellent.
Too mad right now. Can't find my phone. Either somebody got me for it or I just misplaced. Whoa.
Misplaced.
Oh, my God. Or I just misplaced it. But either way, I'm phoneless right now. How'd you tweet that?
This is 2010. He definitely was using an HP desktop computer.
Too mad right now. He misspelled. Well, I'm going to say misplaced.
Yeah. So
because he misplaced it.
Instead of doing M-I-S placed, he did missed and then placed. Two words. So that's a sip.
Either way, he's phoneless right now.
I love that. Love that for him.
What does he mean by somebody got me for it?
There's no way to know.
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
I could never live in his mind.
No.
Oh, the next one. All right.
Fearlessly be yourself because who you are will always be good enough. Hashtag confidence. I think everything's spelled correctly, right?
Yeah. And I feel like encouraged and confident. Yeah. Thank you, Travis.
Fearless.
Oh, God. Am I going to say this word?
You can bleep it if you want.
All right. I'm going to bleep it. All right. Damn. SMH. A girl just called me a Never been called a by a girl. Ha 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 ha. That shit was too funny.
Good for him. Taking constructive criticism like a champ.
And if you can't use context clues, it's the C word that can't even be said on TV or in most movies.
No. I'm sure it could be said on a podcast, but who are we to toe that line?
I don't want the world to hear me say that, to be honest.
Nope.
No. I'm going to keep that one to myself.
Was anything spelled wrong? He definitely spelled the C word correctly.
Yeah, he got everything right. I mean, he spelled girl with a U, but I think at this point, that's just who he is.
Yeah, that's a stylistic choice. We had to respect that as an artist.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun, you guys.
All right, Travis. Cheers to you.
Cheers to Travis for making us laugh. Normally, when old tweets resurface, we all get a shiver down our spine. And we expect some racism, some fat phobia, some homophobia, some slurs. But I didn't see any of that. Maybe I missed it. Maybe it got buried quickly. But everything looked very lighthearted and silly to me.
I know. I thought it was fun. I hate knowing that people went and found these things because they were like looking to cancel him.
Yeah, they were looking for something bad.
But I guess I'm glad they were found nonetheless.
Okay, tag yourself, MK. I'm definitely ooh, girl. Shock me like an electric EL.
I'm the moon looks crazy tonight. I'm going to just chill out here and visualize my success and vibe to the scenery.
That one's excellent.
I'm just going to visualize my success.
That should be cross-stitched on a pillow.
I like might need that. I need to visualize my success and vibe to scenery.
And this was 2011? So it worked.
2010.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, this really worked.
He's just vibing to the scenery.
Well, let us know in our Discord what your favorite Travis Kelce tweet was.
Please.
That was fun.
Let's wrap up our Tavis update with the most recent news of Travis featured in the Wall Street Journal this month in an article titled, quote, "How Travis Kelce Manifested the Best Year of His Life."
Oh, my God. Like the moon. Sorry. Go ahead.
Like, he's vibing to the scenery?
Yeah. Just like the tweet.
He's visualizing his success and manifesting the best year of his life by J.R. Moringer. He talks about Taylor a lot, so we're going to read a few quotes and discuss them.
So the first one is about Donna, and I think this one's really important for us to discuss because we talked about this in our last Swift report. This answers a lot of unanswered questions we had. This is excellent. Quote, "Donna Kelce still berates herself for how she handled a question about Taylor on the Today Show. Trying not to sound too enthusiastic, she came off underwhelmed. Kelce, not wanting his mom to feel bad, immediately phoned her and assured her that she did a super job, adding that her green eyeglasses looked great. These days, however, with the relationship progressing, Donna feels more at liberty. I can tell you this, she says, beaming. He's happier than I've seen him in a long time. God bless him. He shot for the stars." End quote. I love it. I love it.
We knew it. She was just like too media trained and got nervous.
Yeah. Fair.
God bless him.
She was too excited.
That's adorable. Quote, "One of Kelce's friends describes a sweet, magical moment, a late night gathering around Kelce's fire pit. Kelce and Swift looked like two peas in a pod," the friend says. "And at one point, they even burst into a memorable duet of Teenage Dirtbag," end quote.
What I would give to hear that.
Well, apparently after that, Travis said he's not sure if he remembers singing Wheatus because his memory was compromised with a little bit of wine.
Yeah.
So they're slurring Teenage Dirtbag. I love that.
Also, MK, as a One Direction fan, do you want to talk about their performance of the song on The X Factor?
It wasn't on The X Factor. It wasn't on The X Factor.
It wasn't? When was it?
No, they like covered it on their tour.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I've only seen TikToks of it.
It was like in the movie and shit. It was like, it's basically a One Direction song.
We need a jingle for every time you do a fact check regarding anything One Direction. Like, MK fact check. Karate chop.
I love those boys. And I also love their cover of Teenage Dirtbag. It's incredible.
Yes, I've heard it on TikTok. That's why I thought about it. Imagine that, but Taylor and Travis.
Drunk. I would pay anything to see them drinking by a fire and like screaming Teenage Dirtbag.
Like a bonfire with some bevvies.
Her boyfriend's a dick.
Yeah.
I bet he screamed that shit.
Yeah. Oh my God. Pausing. We didn't talk about this earlier and I meant to and I don't know why I didn't. It is kind of funny. Kind of funny. Let's laugh about it, okay? Laugh with me, you guys. That Taylor has now twice on this tour like made a reference to her boyfriend. Lest we forget the "this is about you, you know who you are, I love you, Maddie Healy" situation a few months ago. And then we have Karma is the guy on the Chiefs. You know, I just love that for her. She knows how to get the media attention and I love it.
That literally is like what catapulted the Swift report.
Yeah.
Was like that situation.
We were like, we have to start doing something every month because this is too much.
Imagine if we could tell April, May, whatever, Cressy and MK, that you would still be talking about the exact same thing, but with a different, better boy.
Yeah. An upgrade that lets her be jeweled.
Karma's the guy on the Chiefs. Mm.
This man is employed. He's got benefits.
Oh, he's employed. Very employed.
Yeah.
I will note that the article said that the NFL is his side hustle. That's how much money he makes outside of that. Outside of his $14 million contract.
I have been seeing him everywhere lately. And I don't know if the companies he has commercials for have capitalized on the Taylor thing and they're just increasing the frequency of these ads. But that man is everywhere.
They definitely know. He's definitely making so much money just by dating her.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's mutually beneficial.
Good for them. The next quote we wanted to talk about is, long before meeting Swift, Kelsey was just another Swiftie. Oh my God, just like us. In some ways, he still is. He explains the concept of her concert. She does it in eras. As if you live in a yurt in Outer Mongolia. Then he eagerly informs you that the night he attended, he was counting the minutes until she got to 1989. Both he and Swift were born in 1989. Blank Space was the one I wanted to hear live for sure. I could make a bad guy good for a weekend. That's a hell of a line. End quote. He is a weekender confirmed. Okay, Travis.
Thank you for the shout out, Travis.
Wow. The taste.
Good for a weekend.
And that also means he understands that that song is satire. I cannot tell you how many men I have spoken to in my life who are like, what about that song Blank Space, where she's like a psycho? And I'm like, that's literally the joke. And I've had to explain it to them in childlike terms what satire is. And he just gets it. Or he doesn't, and he still loves it.
I know. I don't think he's thinking too hard about it.
I love it.
But it is a good line. It's so cute.
Obviously.
I love that so much. I love that he's like a 1989 guy. I could probably see that for sure.
Totally. Checks out.
And the last quote is, what a miracle, he says, the way Swift can turn life into poetry. I've never been a man of words. Being around her, seeing how smart Taylor is, has been fucking mind-blowing. I'm learning every day. End quote.
Himbo King. We love to see it. These two actually, he has more of an education than she does. He actually went to college. That's crazy.
True.
But Taylor's so smart.
He calls her natural gifts a miracle.
What a man.
It's so sweet.
Yeah, this is a lot better than, I don't even want to go into that territory, dash Joe Alwyn.
I don't want to go into your territory.
They've been dating for like a couple months and he's already like all in. I love it.
Me too.
So MK, we both read this article last night. Do you have any other thoughts you want to share?
I just think he's so genuine. I mean, obviously, like an article is an article, but like you can see the values that he has that shines through are the same that are her values that shine through.
Yeah, when he was talking about the family thing, like how her tour is her family, so he gets it.
Yeah.
I loved that part. Definitely give it a read if you haven't yet. It's an excellent interview.
And he like really thinks she's so talented and so smart and he's blown away by her. And
yeah.
And how he said, like, the only thing I don't want to do is say something in the media that will scare her away or like drive her off.
I know. It is so rare to see a man in his position, a man of like great success, like not be intimidated by a woman 10 times more successful. Like, as we said, this man is very successful. Like MK said, NFL is his side gig.
Yeah.
But Taylor is light years past that. Like, this is like chump change to her.
Yeah, it's definitely different. But also the fact that he's at the top of his industry, the way she's at the top of her industry. And I also loved the way that the article mentioned that he wasn't weird about fans and how he like always stops to talk to them. And it kind of reminded me of that quote from Taylor that's like, I try to remember that this is what I wanted.
Yeah.
Like back in the day, like this is what I what I've always wanted. So I'm never going to complain about the thing that I always begged for. I think that that like reminded me of that quote. And I think they share that value too of like not shying away from fame or their fans because it's overwhelming, but like realizing that they can be grateful for it and like lean into it.
Totally. Especially not to bring up Matty Healy again, but he hates his fans like openly.
Yeah.
So this is a nice change.
Yeah, no, I know he would hate my ass. Yeah, I'm not nearly interesting enough for that man.
But anyway, it was an excellent article. You guys should definitely give it a read if you want to learn more about Travis Kelce. It was great.
Yeah. And it's like a half about Taylor and the other half is super heartwarming. It's awesome.
Yeah.
In Taylor adjacent news, the chronically unemployed Taylor Lautner revealed that he did a backflip during his surprise appearance at Taylor's tour because he was nervous, saying, quote, I do this weird thing and it doesn't make sense, so forgive me. When I freak out and I'm really nervous and I black out, I just go straight into a backflip.
Okay.
It's really embarrassing. I stepped out of the store and I saw this walkway and it was like 60 yards down the field. And I'm like, I have to walk down this whole thing. This is going to be so uncomfortable. And I was like, just backflip and it'll take up the space and it'll be over. End quote.
Okay, Taylor.
And that's less uncomfortable.
So anyway, now we finally know why he did a backflip during the Speak Now announcement. He said this, I think it was either Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel. I did not type which of the Jimmys it was, but he said this in an interview with one of those guys.
What's the difference?
The Mahomes family just did a Skims ad, and it's unfortunately giving Old Navy. And I say that as a person who sadly loves all of her Skims products. Interesting.
It's very interesting. They were probably contracted for this like before they even met Taylor.
They took these in like July for sure.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I also don't think Taylor gives a shit. I don't think she would ever like say no. Like she's probably a get your bag kind of girl.
Yeah, totally.
But just interesting crossover episode. And you're right. Those photos were giving Old Navy. And usually Skims photo shoots are like really impressive and interesting. And that was just...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they didn't go all out for the Mahomes family. It was giving like Christmas card photos.
Yeah. And I hate to say it. I hate to say it. You guys know I do. But Kim really ate in the recent ski lodge themed photo she did. I don't know if you guys saw that. She ate. They were great.
She's always like on it. Like she got the White Lotus girls as soon as the season was like at the peak of its, you know. So she probably anticipated that. Like I feel like she can usually anticipate who's going to be really popular and get them. But I feel like this was, I guess it was right on time because they're getting more popular with this whole situation. But it was just interesting.
And again, I do unfortunately love all of my Skims products. Anyway, lastly, Gigi Hadid commented on a Perez Hilton post where he alleged that Gigi doesn't agree with the way Taylor is handling her new romance with Travis. Gigi commented, I'm a couple days late to this tag, but didn't the press try this last week with Selena? Let it be. We are all over the moon for our girl, period. Heart emoji. So you heard it here first, folks. Breaking news, Taylor's friends like Travis.
Like, I can't even imagine people are trying to make this a story. It's so stupid.
It's so obvious that they're both really into each other. That's that, you know?
Yeah, and it's not like he's some controversial, like,
no.
Her friends might not like him. Like they.
Where was this when she was dating Maddie? That I would have been like, oh, you guys, I think this is true. You know, I would have believed it. But like him, like Travis.
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, this is the end of our November Swift report. We are, for full transparency, recording this a little early. It is the 21st because Thanksgiving holiday, all of that. So if something major happens in the next week and 2 days, very sorry, but we got to observe Thanksgiving, you know? Cressy's got to go gamble.
Yeah, I'm going to a casino, y'all.
In case you missed it, she hates Thanksgiving and she's going to a casino. So we got to take some time off.
Thanksgiving sucks.
Disagree. But anyway, go ahead and join the conversation on every topic we've talked about tonight. You can join our Discord, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok,
all of the above. And those are all linked in our show notes too. We have a link tree with a handy list of all of those things. Also in that link tree, you can find a link to our Buy Me a Coffee. Do you want to buy me and MK a coffee? Do you want to give us a little treat? A little something special?
A little pick me up.
Well, congratulations, you can. Oh my God, I'm so glad you asked. We have a link for that already. That's also buymeacoffee.com/GFAweekend if you want to do that.
And you know what? I would rather you do than buy us a coffee.
What?
I would rather you leave us a review.
So true. So true, MK.
I want a 5-star review.
Give me 5 stars, baby.
We drank tonight on the internet. Yeah. We're posting this.
I don't even drink, you guys. I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the podcast. I don't drink. I have like 1 drink a week, and I did that this week on this podcast for you guys. I'm going to have to throw away the rest of this bottle of Prosecco.
So leave us a 5-star review. Talk about how proud of Cressy you are for doing this for you guys.
I feel like I should clarify, I'm not sober. It's not like I just relapsed. Let me be very clear.
Yeah, that sounded weird.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I did not mean for it to sound like that.
I was like, that's not really true.
Yeah, I just like, I'm not a big drinker. I will on like special occasions, but I don't get drunk, basically. Sorry to make that sound a lot more dramatic than it was. I'm on Accutane. I'm not allowed to drink.
And I don't really like wine, but I did this for you because it would have been weird if I cracked open a beer.
So true. So true.
Anyway, 5-star review. Tell us how awesome we are. And we will see you in 2 weeks for our next deep dive.